Clip-clop goes the trail, sun is rising high. Two gals in the saddle, neath the big Nevada sky. Laughing and chatting as the desert rolls on by. It's Saddle Talk, come along for the ride.
Welcome, listeners, to Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. Whether you're here to laugh with us, learn, or just ride along, you're in for a really good time. So go grab your helmet or your pooper scooper and settle in with us as we discuss life, horses, of course, and all the unexpected turns along the trail. And hey, whether you're a seasoned cowgirl or you're still learning, remember, we're sharing our own stories and opinions based on decades of personal experience. Always ride safe and check with a professional before trying anything new. Now let's go ride!
Hey, Kara, you have exciting news, don't you?
I do.
I know. What is it? Tell everybody what your exciting news is.
So I ended up sending a DNA test away for Armani.
Because we know he looks like an Andalusian, but do you have your doubts?
Yes. And I was wondering maybe he's a quarter something or a half something.
Right.
And I've never done a DNA test. And I know you can send away for like the $50 one. Isn't that like Texas A&M or something?
Yes, yes. They do. They've done all mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how, like that one, what do you do?
The same thing you did. Okay. I pulled tail hair and you send it in and they do their thing and then they email you.
Okay.
And it's been, I mean, I never had Autumn done, even though I already know Autumn is a fox trotter, but some people will do that. They'll send in DNA samples on a horse that they know what it is already, just to see. And it usually comes back with what they say it is and what you bought, and it's a waste of money.
Right.
I had it done to Max. Max is a, obviously, half draft. I don't remember them saying he had any quarter horse in him. They said he had Tennessee Walker, and he had it began with an N.
I didn't know he had Tennessee Walker. Maybe that's why his back's kind of long.
Well, we were thinking that's why his headset is so high, too.
And I feel like his shoulder is like, dink.
Yes.
It's like straight up.
And he has a draft in him that is I want to say Nordic, but it's not Nordic.
Oh.
It's something. I'll show you later.
Okay.
And then I had Shooter done, and Shooter has a warm blood breed, which I don't remember, and quarter horse.
You told me Holsteiner because I got excited.
Yes. And I believe those are the ingredients for a paint. Because he looks like he would be a stock paint with that wide blaze on his face. Obviously, it doesn't matter. I love him anyway.
Right.
So I was so excited about it. And you got your results, and we said we were going to do this together.
Yes.
I'm going on a quick little vacation, and you were going to wait, and I said, no. So here we are. You're at your computer, so let's go.
Okay. I chose a company named Edelon, and it was a little pricey.
It was
$180.
Okay, horse people. Okay, people out there with horses. I think it's a little relevant. Because $180 in the horse dynamics is not
one
a
shoeing.
Lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It is one shoeing.
Sadly. It's a couple bales of hay. It's true.
Yeah.
That would get me a lot of hay. But
yeah, but it's not a big deal. So
it's not. And I wanted to also see not just his ancestry, but they do all these different variants that you can test for. And then I'm only doing the ancestry right now. And I was thinking of doing the personality profile because apparently it's tied to DNA. I got all excited. So let's see what I ordered because I don't
know.
You mean
when he acts like a goofball, it's tied to his DNA?
Maybe that's my excuse. For me.
I'm excited.
Okay, so I have a diagnostic report and an ancestry report. What should we do first? Because I think the diagnostic is possible diseases.
Ancestry.
Ancestry. I agree.
What is he?
Oh my gosh, it has a map of the world. Oh, how cool. He's so Iberian. This is so neat.
What are they saying he is?
Oh my gosh, look.
What?
Lusitano. I thought he was a Lusitano.
And Andalusian.
Oh, that's so crazy. I honestly thought he looked like a Lusitano.
Okay, I don't quite understand. They also have Labrador Retriever in here. Like, what does that...
I wonder.
Did you throw something else in there?
Maybe a dog hair got in.
Could it?
Okay, I'm not kidding you guys. We are staring at my screen.
And it
we
says,
should probably post a picture.
It says Labrador Retriever.
It says Labrador Retriever.
That is too funny.
I need to send this back to them and say, wrong species.
I think you should. That is so funny.
That's really cool. We'll post this picture on our site. But that's so neat. The celebrity horse like him is a horse named Jaguar. Who's a Lusitano. Oh, wow. That is so cool. This is so freaking awesome.
But see, now you're looking at Jaguar. So go back to Armani.
Let's go Armani. Okay. I just wanted to see Jaguar and why he's like him. This is so exciting. Okay. So Armani is definitely a Lusitano. He's related to someone on here on the website. He has a parent or something. Look, an owner. There's an owner. Oh my God. What if we... You can message them. Contact owner.
That's I just so got the chills. Cool.
Maybe she'll know.
Maybe.
Because, okay, this is what happened.
So would this mean that she owns his father?
Yeah, because look, the stallion has 76% of his DNA, so maybe he was inbred.
I don't know.
So we bought Armani from this amazing rescue called Love Your Horse in SoCal. We had an adventure getting him, and they specialize in Arabians.
Right.
But my Mustang was dying, and
yes,
I was tempted to follow this horse for a while, and I saw him, and I thought, okay, my baby's dying. I need to fulfill my heart somehow.
Yeah.
And he had white eyelashes.
Oh, my God. He's got the best eyelashes.
The best eyelashes. So that's how I found him, and they told me that he was in a mixed herd of Arabians as a yearling,
yeah.
And they bought him in a lot.
Yeah.
So that's how they acquired him, was because of him being mixed in. But I wonder if something crazy happened.
Okay, I just don't understand. What are they saying he is? Have we just not gotten there yet?
Ancestry breakdown.
I should have brought my glasses. Do you have another pair of
readers? Oh, yeah, because we're old.
So old.
Okay, you're kind of short. I don't know if you can reach my little thingy right there. It says he's mostly Iberian.
Yeah, but that's not a breed.
No, it's not. This is so neat. Population comparison? Heterozygosity is a measure of genetic diversity. Oh, he's not inbred.
Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ancestry and facts.
All right. Those are just breed averages.
Okay, so...
I feel like we missed something.
I feel like this is telling us he is Lusitano.
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Yes. Wait. Lusitano, Lusitano, Lusitano. And then there's one Andalusian. And then there's that Labrador Retriever.
And these people are actually on here. That's a person that he's similar to. Right?
So is that what they're saying? That he's not even an Andalusian? He's mostly a Lusitano?
I mean, look, freaking looks like
he
him.
He does look like that.
This is kind of freaking me out. I'm really excited.
I know.
Okay. Let's go see what the other one says.
What? Performance abilities. Go to summary.
Summary. All I got's the ancestry. I don't know, girl.
He looks like he is...
Lusitano.
Mostly. Well, so here's the...
Okay, so
here's the... The colors, right? So
that's Iberian.
Is that what that color represents?
Yeah. And then this dark blue right here, see how the rest of them have like, it's smaller,
mm-hmm.
except for this dude right here.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that's that lady. And it's thoroughbred.
Okay,
European
hold on.
European heavy horse.
Maybe Iberian is a breed. Is it a breed?
Well, I feel like it's an ancestor breed.
Okay.
It's older than old.
Okay.
I think it's a type.
But go up to that again.
Oh, sorry. Forward.
No, back to our money. So right there.
So he's 41% Iberian, 16% thoroughbred, 13% European heavy horse, 7% carriage horse, 1% Exmoor, 5% North Sea, 15% Near East.
Okay, Iberian horses, primarily the Andalusian and Lusitano. So he's a combination. So, yeah.
Yeah, but
so,
it says Lusitano.
No. I totally agree with you.
This is crazy.
Yeah, the only.
That's the number one similar horse right there. Right?
Yeah, the only one is that's that one. Two. That's the only Andalusian. But see, what I was thinking is, see, these, yeah, what I'm thinking doesn't make any sense because I thought maybe you could compare it off of the yellow, but that's not. Because his yellow is about the same, but it's also the same as that one up there. So number one is 76%. He's more similar to a Lusitano than an Andalusian. Although, but look, it says 76% there and 76% there. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Reference horse? Oh, this isn't even a real horse. It's a reference horse. Must be an amalgamation of multiple horses.
So how can it be two 76%? One is Andalusian and one is Lusitano.
Maybe because they have the same ancestry. Third degree relation? Is that the Bonito one? Yeah. I think he must be related. What does third degree relation mean? That means like grandpa?
I'm thinking it like, yeah, or it could be.
I gotta contact this lady.
Absolutely. Yeah, go. So go
it says
to
it's his third degree. Will you Google third degree relation? If we actually like played this. People are going to be like,
there'll be annoying.
No third degree. I don't know. I just don't.
Third degree relation?
Yeah. Oh, look, it says International Andalusian and Lusitano Horse Association. Maybe I'll be able to register him based on his genetics.
Great grandparents. Third degree relation typically refers to great grandparents in a pedigree.
Wow. He has a great-grandparent on here.
Yeah.
What the freaky freak.
Wow.
What the freaky freak.
And then what is the other one that you paid for?
Okay, let's see. Because I thought it had two. Oh, it said I didn't.
Oh.
I thought I did. I think I can. Maybe that's what it is I can.
Hmm.
Let me see my email.
That's super cool, though. He's what you thought he was.
Yeah. I thought he was just Andalusian, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. But.
Yeah. No. No, it's not. I think that there's probably purebred Andalusian that has no Lusitano in them. Right. So, yeah. You should let the therapy group know.
The who?
I'm sorry. Not the therapy group. The rescue.
Just I should let them know. Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Okay. So, I thought I ordered. Maybe I just ordered this one. Yeah.
Well, where are your health conditions and risks?
Oh, you know what it is? I ordered this one. Breed comparison, find my herd, horses like me. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I did this one. I almost did this one. But this one had a whole bunch of diseases I didn't really care about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's why. But I think I can still order it because they keep your DNA.
Yeah.
Profile.
Yeah.
So for another $180, I could get more.
And there you go, folks.
And there I go. So thank you, friend. That's so exciting.
I'm so excited, too.
I own a Lusitano.
Yes, you do. What? Yes, you do. Maybe that's why he jumps so much.
Oh.
And he rears.
He does, because he does this thing. It freaks me out because he can do things on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses his shoulder, and then he pivots, and he has these cute back legs where they're actually toed out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about it where I think, it almost makes him more able to move under himself because he can shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. Anyways.
Look at that.
This is so cool. Yay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing it with me and everybody else.
Yep. Love you, friend.
Bye.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Hey, friends. That's the end of today's ride. We hope you enjoyed listening. Don't forget to follow Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a review, share us with a friend, and saddle up with us next time as we ride through more stories, questions, and our wild tangents. Till then, friends, keep your boots dusty and your hard hats on. We hope to see you out on the trail.
Dandy and Kara stir up swinging free, talking about life and love and mystery. From coyotes to coffee, they'll cover it all with the sagebrush blowing and the wild birds call. So cinch up your boots, we're hitting the track. Saddle Talk's on and we're not.